Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, for truly this is the day that you have made. Therefore, Father, we choose to rejoice. Father, in this season, in this time that we are together, we decree and affirm that your will be done. Father, we decree and affirm, Father, that all needs shall be met. We decree and affirm, Lord, that your glory will be revealed and we will be a people of wisdom and strength and power, and nothing shall hurt or harm us. We decree, Father, that all shall be well, even as we move forward in this season and in this day that you have allowed us to see and allowed us to walk in. To you be honor and glory now and forever. Amen. And we decree this place a place of prosperity, a place of possibility. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Let's start speaking in the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we come before you, God, once again thanking you for another day. Father, we thank you for all that you've been doing. Father, we thank you for the leaders of this prayer line, God. We thank you for the Archbishop, Ebon R. Jordan. We thank you for Prophet Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for the Zoe Ministries family. Father, we come before you thanking you, God, for every church, ministry, and home that is represented tonight. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we take it as a privilege, God, that you found it worthy for us to even come before the throne of grace. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, as we come together, we ask you to cleanse our heart, God. Father, forgive us for anything done within ourselves, to others, and to you, God. Father, we bless your name tonight, God. Father, we honor and we worship you, God. Now, Father, we bring our cast our cares upon you, God, because we know how you care for us, God. We thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace, God. Father, we thank you for your protection. Thank you for protecting our children, God, our families, God, our loved ones, God. And, Father, we even thank you, God, that you've allowed the enemy to be our footstool. And, God, we glorify you for that. God, we thank you tonight, God. Father, we thank you for the path that you're leading us on, God. Father, we thank you for new direction, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you, God, to make our way clear. Give us clarity of thought, God. And, Father, anything, we send confusion, God, into the camp of every enemy against us, God. Father, we ask you to turn everything around, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we worship you tonight. Keep us whole, God. Keep us holy, God. Keep us in our homes, God. And then we ask you, God, to bless us with health and wealth, prosperity. Bless us, God, with a clear mind in Jesus' name. Father, we will never forget to give you the praise, the honor, and glory. For, Father, we know that can nothing be God but God. And we thank you, God, for your creative power, God. We thank you, God, for everybody here, God, the spirit of the entrepreneur, every pastor, every evangelist, every prophet, God, every bishop, God. We thank you, God, everyone who's been called to do your work. And, Father, most of all, I thank you, God, for your grace. And we will never, never, never forget to celebrate you and let the world know what Jesus has done in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Prophetess Barbara Tucker. Ye labarabushaka. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we bless you for this day. For this is a day that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us peace that surpasses all understanding to keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus, Father. And we're able to cast our cares upon you because you care for us, God. You have borne our grief and carried our sorrow. We thank you, God, for the glory of God that rests upon each of us even now. We thank you for the blessings of God that rests upon every family member, every home that's represented, God. Your peace and your glory permeates through every wall, through every room, God, touching everyone represented on this call, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for victory. We thank you for healing. We thank you for overcoming power. We thank you that the enemy is our footstool. Thank you, Lord, that they come against us one way but flee seven ways. Thank you, Lord, that when the wicked, even our enemies and our foes, come upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumble and they fall. They may come against us one way and flee seven ways. We thank you for total victory and deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Ah, yeah, we will shut up. Thank you, Jesus. Prophet Tiny. Ah, yeah, we will shut up. Eh, Labrabo Santa. Andorabo Santa. E Canorabo Santa. Prophet Tiny, your neck. Eh, Labababa Santa. E Corabo City. Andorabo Santa, Labo City, Alabo Santa. Ah, Prophetess Jemison, the Korobosite
Galabosanta. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We bow and worship before you and praise you right now in the almighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. We apply the blood of Jesus right now over ourselves, Father God, over everyone on this telephone line, Father God, over the master prophet, over Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, over the entire Zoe family, over every partner that's connected in any way, Father God. We thank you for each and every one present on the line and not present, Father God, but that's connected to this house. We pray in the name of Jesus from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. We apply the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us, God. Over the airways, we apply the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, over us and under us and over the telephone lines, Lord, over our homes, Father God, over the properties, Father God, over offices, Father God, over our vehicles, Father God, over our businesses, Father God, we apply the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood over our finances, God, over the marriages, Father God, we apply the blood of Jesus. Over the ministries connected to this house, we apply the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Over the cell phone frequencies, we apply the blood of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father God, for your power, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and the anointing that breaks and destroys every yoke of the enemy. And we render the enemy powerless in the name of Jesus. He is innocuous in his assignments. We render him harmless, and we nullify any attack in the name of Jesus. We destroy and we cancel out the power of any evil demonic spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind strong men right now in the name of Jesus. Every messenger of Satan and witchcraft, we break now by the blood of Jesus. We thank you right now for covering our homes and our pets, Lord God. Everything, Father God, that you've given unto us, God, we apply the blood of Jesus. And we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask that you would wash and cleanse our minds, Father God, with the precious blood of Jesus. Give us clarity of thought, God. Give us soundness and soberness of mind in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Dr. Prophet Tani, are you there?
Yes, Prophet, yes, Pastor.
Okay. Amen and amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, Lord, we humble ourselves before your throne this morning, Lord. We just want to worship you and we praise you, Lord. We are saying, Father, there's no other God except you, Father. We thank you even for the gift of life that you have given us this morning, Lord. We thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy upon us, Lord. We know, Lord, that you love us and we don't have to do anything to impress you. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we just want to bless you. In Jesus' name, by prayer and faith, we put on the whole armor that we may stand against the wiles of the devil. We put on your helmet of salvation. Let the same mind be in us that is in Jesus Christ. We put on your breastplate of righteousness, Father, the righteousness of Christ. We put on the girdle of truth, Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The truth, the integrity, and the holiness of God. We put on the sandals of gospel of peace, Father. Help us to stand on the solid ground of Jesus. Above all, Father, we put on your shield of faith to quench every fiery dart, arrow, spear, and missile the enemy shoots our way. And Lord, we put on your precious sword of the Spirit, your holy word that is alive and powerful, sharper than any other sword, our offensive and defensive weapon. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we just want to thank you that no arms formed against us shall ever prosper, Lord. As we build the hedge of fire around us, Lord, we thank you. Even the arrows that were sent upon us, Lord, we send it back to the sender. In Jesus' mighty name, we glorify you, Lord. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Prophet Barbara, are you there?
Yes, yes, Pastor. Hallelujah, okay. Hallelujah, yeah, Father God. You are Jehovah Shammah. You are present with us, and nothing shall separate you from us, Father God. No technical difficulty, no people, no pestilence, Father God, no hate. Nothing shall separate us from you, Father God, and we thank you. Father God, we're asking you just to help us to stand when our spirit is weak. Stand when our body is weak. Help us to stand, Father God. Crucify anything in us that's not like you, Father God. Help us to stand. Touch the wayward child today, Father God. Touch the ones who are lonely hearted, Father God, who feel they don't have anybody, Father God. Touch the mothers and give them strength who are looking at for their sons and their daughters, Father God. Touch the ones who are in foster homes today, Father God. Touch them, Father God, when they think no one is around and the people of evil try to get to them, Father God. Strengthen them in this hour, Father God. We're continuing to give you praise and standing in the gap for, Father, the voiceless, Father God. Touch the people in their bodies and heal them. Touch the minds that when we wake up, we're able to see you and feel you, Father God. As we breathe in, we breathe out, Father God. The Ruach HaRuach, God, the breath of life. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for this breath, Father God. Thank you for the right-minded people around us that can help us move in our purpose, Father God. Help us, God, to meet people who mean good for us. And anybody meaning evil and hate for us, Father God, we rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our ancestors who we stand on their shoulder, Father God, the ones who are standing and present with us even now, Father God, that's cheering us on, Father God. We continue to give your name the praise, and we lift you high and high, for your banner is over us, and it's filled with so much love. You love us so much, God, and I thank you for this, and I give your name the praise. Amen and amen.
Prophet Cecil.
Thank you, Father God, for this day that you've given to us. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength today.
Yes, yes.
For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, that we can come before your throne as grace, Father God. We're already in the place, Father God. We thank you that we're there boldly and speaking to you as we ought to speak, Father God. Thank you that you hear us, Father God. You say when the righteous cry out, you shall hear them and deliver them out of all of their troubles. So we thank you, Father God, and we're standing in the gap knowing that you shall deliver us, knowing that you have already set us free, knowing that you have already moving us upward in the things of you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this new thing that you are doing in us. We thank you, Father God, for this new shift, Father God, for this new transformation that you are doing today in us right now and working through us, Father God. Let your Holy Spirit work through us, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that we are the willing, precious vessels, Father God, that you are able to move in and through, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you are doing a work in us, Father God, that you know I expect it in, Father God. We thank you that the rivers of prosperity shall flow like never before. Flow like rivers of water. Flow, let them flow, let them flow. We thank you, Father God, that you are doing a new thing, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that there's prosperity in the homes. There's prosperity on the jobs. That there's prosperity in the church. That there's prosperity in the city. That there's prosperity in the fields. That there's prosperity everywhere we go, Father God, because we know that our promotion doesn't come from the east. It doesn't come from the west. It doesn't come from the south. But it comes from you, because we know that we can put our trust in you and that we don't have to lean on our own understanding. We can acknowledge you in all our ways, knowing that you shall direct our paths. Oh, we thank you for our ordered steps right now. We thank you, Father God, that you are ordering our steps right now. We thank you, Father God, that you are doing the work in us and through us, because you say that the work that you do, you shall complete it, Father God. We thank you that you're perfecting those things that concern us, Father God, for you are Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. There is none like you, Father God. This is why we praise you. This is why we worship your holy name, Father God. Oh, we'll be so careful to give you all honor and all glory, Father God. And thank you, Father God. We lift up the Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, and we lift up Pastor Prophetess Master, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for Zoe Ministries and the company of prophets surrounding them in submission, Father God. And we'll be so careful to give you all praise and all honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for another day. We thank you that we have the ability, Father, to join another midnight cry. Oh, Father God, we thank you for our brothers and sisters, Father God. We thank you as you continue to cover our children, Father, cover our sons, cover our daughters, Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, as you continue to touch marriages, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you as you even begin to touch new relationships in this season, Father. Oh, Father God, continue to keep your people. Oh, Father God, we thank you because we know that you are El Shaddai, Father, the many-breasted one. Oh, Father God, we thank you, for you are Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Oh, Father God, we thank you now because you are God, and besides you there is no other. Oh, Father God, we thank you for being an ever-present help. Oh, Father God, we thank you for raising up a standard against the enemy. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the flood of increase. Oh, we decree and declare increase on this line now. Oh, Father God, we decree and declare provision over the lives of the family members that are connected to us on this line right now. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the divine hedge of protection that you have over our lives and our families' lives even now, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the even the politicians in this season, Father. Begin to touch their minds such that they go in the way in which you have them go in this season. Oh, Father God, we thank you now for the new thing, Father, that you're doing even in your church, Father. We thank you, Father, for such should be added to the church daily. We thank you for the additions, Father, that you're making into your house, Father. We thank you, Father, for turning the hardened hearts of men, Father, back to you, Father. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you for your covenant. We thank you for keeping your promise, for not a jot or a tittle of your word shall fall, Father, lest heaven and earth pass away. Oh, Father God, we thank you now for this fellowship. We thank you now as we prostrate ourselves even before you, Father God. Oh, we thank you, Father, for sending your Son in Jesus, Father, for your everlasting love, your grace, your mercy, your peace, and your kindness, Father. You abide to each and every one of us, Father, even now. In the masterful name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Father, this W.E.C.
Amen. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We just thank you for giving us the opportunity to gather tonight on this conference call, Lord. We thank you for not what you've done, but Lord, for who you are. We thank you for treating us in your image. We thank you for the strength of God. We thank you for the love of God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, tonight, and we pray, God, that you would continue to lead the way. Lord, I pray for all those, Lord God, who have gone astray. I pray, Lord God, that they will find you. I pray the Holy Spirit will continue to minister to us, Lord God, each and every day so that we hear the word over our lives. Lord, I pray for ordered steps. I pray, Lord God, as you take us into new territories, Lord God, that the angels will go before us and that we will meet them on the way. Lord, I pray for favor as you align our steps and order our steps. Lord, I pray for our relationships, those that you're bringing in and out of our lives. Lord, I pray that it is destined, Lord God. I pray tonight, Lord God, also for our family members, those connected to us. Lord, each prayer, let it be heard by them and through them, Lord God. Even those who don't have the courage, Lord God, to get on their knees and to pray. Lord, I thank you for them, Lord God. I pray that we continue to be intercessors, Lord God, for them, Lord God. That they will also experience your glory, Lord God, and also understand your name and laud your name, even in days, Lord God, of sorrow. We thank you for the light that continues to shine the way. Lord, and on tonight, Lord God, I pray especially, Lord God, I pray especially, Lord God, that you would increase my faith, Lord God, that you would increase my commitment, Lord God, that you would increase my trust, Lord God, that you would continue to open my eyes, Lord God, that I would continue to hear your word, Lord God, your accurate word, Lord God, over our lives. Lord, I pray for all the prophets. I pray for all those who continue to lift your name, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you tonight. Amen and amen.
All right, Prophet Stephen Brown.
Father, we thank you that our mind is renewed by the word of God. Therefore, we forbid thoughts that fail or defeat to inhabit our minds. We thank you that we're delivered from the powers and authorities of darkness, and we cast down reasons and imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. And we bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of God's word. We thank you that we're filled with the wisdom of God and we're led to make wise and prosperous financial decisions. We thank you that the Spirit of God in us guides us into all truth regarding financial affairs, Father. We thank you today that we lack nothing in you, Father, for you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge to know what to do in every season. We thank you, Father, because we're sensitive to you. We're able to be in the right place at the right time, doing the right things, and we give you glory and honor for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bashaka, Prophetess Naomi.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the increase you're doing in our lives. We thank you for the favor you continue to bestow upon us, God. Father God, we ask that you send a unique and a breakthrough to each and every household on this line, God. Father God, we lift up all the different households that are being represented on this line. We lift up our children unto you, God, for they are your children, God. We ask that you guide their every step, God. God, send the angels around them that they have the strength to think right, God, to think positive. Send them the right people around them, God. Father God, we ask that you cover them with your protection and love, God. God, let them be favorable in the classroom, God. Father God, we ask that you look upon our leadership, God, to guide them and lead them in the way that how they lead us, God. Father God, we know that all things work according to your good, God. Father God, we know that you are there when we are weak to make us stronger, God. Father God, we know that you are there when we feel poor to make us rich, God. Father God, we know that we have all things through Christ that strengthens us, God, and we thank you, God, for that. We thank you for the word that you have given us, God. We thank you for the teaching, God. We thank you for teaching us how to honor our word, God, and to stand upright in integrity, God. Father God, we ask that you look upon every business owner, God, to get creative and inspirational ideas, God, to favor and to increase the kingdom of God. Father God, everything that we do is for the kingdom of God. Our hands that we work in, our mind that we put to work, God, is all for you, God. And you get all the glory and the praise for it, God. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We cannot continue to thank you, God, because you are our God. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, God. And you are the Lord of lords of our lives, God. God, you get all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, I thank you for this time and this opportunity to come before your throne of grace. Your word said men ought to always pray and never thank God. And God, we refuse to give up in this season. We refuse, hallelujah, to let go. And hallelujah, and we thank you, Father God, that even as Jacob, hallelujah, began to wrestle all night long until he blessed him. Hallelujah, he was blessed by you. And Father God, we say, hallelujah, we won't let go until you bless us, God. And Father God, I decree and declare blessings and hallelujah and breakthroughs on this line, healing and restoration in the lives of your people, God. I thank you, Father God, for that dunamis power that will bring forth healing and transformation in the lives of your people, God. I thank you for the spirit of salvation right now for our unsaved, hallelujah, relatives, God, and friends, God, far and near, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you're standing for revival. We call forth revival from the north, south, east, and west. God, I thank you right now. Revival is taking place all over the land in the name of Jesus. And God, even, hallelujah, in the north, God, I thank you, Father God, that you have sent forth your angel and caused a shift in the atmosphere, God. And God, I thank you right now. There's getting ready to be a calm in the storm, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, even in this hour that you are targeting us for the blessing. You're going to, hallelujah, target us. So for the blessing, they're going to run us down and overtake us, God, and it won't miss us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for the Archbishop, Master Prophet, even now, George. We thank you, Father God, for Pastor Prophetess Deborah, George. We thank you, Father God, for their beloved family, Lord, for their grandchildren. We thank you, Father God, for Prophetess Mother Mary, George. We thank you, Father God, for Zoe Ministry. We thank you for the company of prophets, God. We thank you for every family that is hallelujah, individual that is representing their family on this line, Father God. And Father God, we call for prosperity. And right now, come on, Shekinah. Save now. We beseech thee. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee. Send now prosperity in the lives of your people now, in the name of Jesus. Save now. We beseech thee. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee. Send now prosperity in the lives of your people right now, in the name of Jesus. Come on. Save now, we beseech thee. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee. Send now prosperity in the lives of your people right now, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we decree and declare that promise and let overflow, hallelujah, be released in the lives of your people. And I plead your blood. Right now, in the name of Jesus, amen, amen.
Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that even as this weather has shifted, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the shift in the spirit realm, even now, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that every household that's represented on this call tonight, Father, I thank you for shifting things around for them, Lord, and you're making things right for them in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that, Lord, you said you would not withhold any good thing to them that love the Lord. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for all the things that you're going to bring about in our life, Father. Father, we lift your name up high because, Father, you said in your word, if I be lifted up, that you'll draw all men unto you. Therefore, Father, we're lifting your name up because there's no other name that we know of. There's no other name that we can call upon that men will be saved. Therefore, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for those that are shedding, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, send your word, and bring peace, strength, and healing unto them, Father. Those that are incarcerated, Father. Father, we lift their name up in the name of Jesus. And Father, we say, bring strength. Give them hope, Lord. And let them know that all is not lost, Lord. Let them know, Lord, that you are still God. Let them know, Lord, that they need you, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for those that are sick and those that are shedding, Father. We thank you for the strength that you're bringing about in their life in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up every prayer request. Those that were said and those that were not. not that. Father, we lift it up to you, Father, because we're bringing it unto you. You said in your word for us to cast our cares upon you. And as we cast it upon you, Lord, you said you're going to make it right because you care for us, Father. And Father, we are casting everything that's not like you, everything that we should not carry. We are casting it on you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that Father, as you began to move in our life, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we'll be a yes to your will, a yes to your way, a yes to your word. And Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Father, that as we move forward in your name and in your word, Father, we thank you, Lord, because what you said, that you will not withhold any good thing from us, Father. And Father, we are standing here, even in this prophetic time and in this midnight time, Father, we standing here in oneness of spirit and oneness in unity, Father, crying out to you, Lord, because, Lord, you know the beginning and you know the end of a thing. Therefore, Father, we are committing our ways, our thoughts, our action, our mind, our voice. We are committing our all in all unto you, Father. Father, we said we release it for you to move and for you to have your way, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're making things right and you're causing that which was crooked, that was crooked, you're making it straight, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that our footsteps are already ordered by you in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that no hurt, harm, or danger shall befall us nor our family in the name of Jesus, Father, because you're bringing about divine protection. You're bringing about divine safety. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the refreshing anointing of flesh, Father. Father, we pray for every leader that's on this call on tonight. Touch them and renew them, Lord. Hey. And whatsoever their hands shall touch, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, cause it to prosper, Father. Allow your creativity to begin to move and flow in your people's lives, Father. Father, we pray for every business, everyone that might desire to start a business. Father, we pray for those that are working, Father. Father, we thank you for your favor. Make the distinction and the difference, Father, because, Father, we are calling upon your name because there's no other name that we can call upon. And as we call upon you, Father, we want you to hear us when we pray, Father. Hear us when we call upon thy name in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that even as the deer panteth after the water, Lord, our soul does pant after thee, Father. But, Father, you are our all in all. Father, there's nothing else that we know or can do except you, Father. Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks, Father. We thank you for the protection that you have caused your people to walk in, even on yesterday as the storm was passing by, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that no hurt, harm befalls any of us, Father. But, Father, we were kept safe in your arm, saved in your anointing. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. And those things that have been troubling us, those things that have been agitating us, Father, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that there shall be favor as we move forward in this day, Father. Favor in high places, Father. Favor in uncommon places, Father. Father, we decree it to be so in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, cause us to be a living example, a living, breathing example of your word, to let the world know and look upon us and begin to ask us, how can these things be about? And, Father, we will witness your love and witness your power and witness your grace to the world, Father. Father, move like you can. Have your way in the name of Jesus. But, Father, you are our Father. And it is the Father's good pleasure to give unto their children. In the name of Jesus, cause those things that have been stuck, Father, remove it, unstuck it in the name of Jesus. Those hard places, Father, those challenges that we have been facing, Father, we thank you for the victory already in advance in the name of Jesus. Jesus, and those that have been walking in the dark places for not knowing what they should do or how they should go about doing things, Father, shed light even in their lives in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're getting ready to anoint us and refresh us in the name of Jesus. Father, move and have your way. Let thy will be done, Father. And even as the shifting and even as the shaking has come forth, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have counted us worthy to stand and to proclaim your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we receive you because you are our Jehovah Jireh. Father, we receive you, Father, for you are our all in all. And Father, we will be so careful to give your name the praise and the glory, Lord. Touch, Father, everyone that needs to be touched, Father. Father, you know that place. You know that area where they need you, Father. Father, go there and prove yourself mightily, Lord. Father, you said one shall chase 1,000. You said two shall chase 10,000. And Father, we rise up in the unity and the oneness of your spirit, Father. And we lay claim to all that you have for us. And we speak in the oneness of the spirit of grace. We speak as one voice, as one individual, in the name of Jesus. And we say in your name, Holy Spirit, let thy will be done, nevertheless, but let thy will be done in and through us, in our families, in our personal life, Father. Father, let us rise up and begin to shake off the dead weight. Let us begin to shake it off and begin to move forward. And thank you for the freedom that you're causing us to walk into. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for your freedom. We thank you for your victory. We thank you for the shift. We thank you for this call, Father. Let this day be one of the greatest days that we have ever experienced, Father. Cause your name to rise up and be upon our lips, Father. And let it be sweet even upon our lips, Father, as we proclaim your name as we move forward in this day, Father. Father, as I said earlier, order our footsteps, Father, and let everything that be said, done. Lord, let it be said and done to your glory, Father. And as we move, Father, let us move in your wisdom and in your strength, Father. And Rabosata, Eshkama Rabosata, let there be a difference in us, Father, because, Father, we are not going to let go until you bless us. We are not going to let go until you bless our family, until you bless our sisters, until you bless our brothers, Father, because, Father, it's not about us. It's about you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you praise, Father, and we thank you in advance for everything that you have started and everything that you're doing and everything that you will do in our life. To you be honor and glory now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Prophet Naomi, I'm going to turn it over to you. I didn't mean to get that far off. I want to say
no, good.
God is good. God is moving. And while I was praying and hearing the different individuals praying, people of God, and Pastor Mascarene and Pastor Audrey and Pastor Tiny and Company of Prophet, I heard God say, if this was a prophetic act, even with this weather, he let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying. God, even that there was a shift. This weather was not supposed to happen.
Not to this extent.
But God began to speak into my heart. He said, Deborah, see the sign and understand what I'm doing. He said, there's a shift.
There's a shift.
21st day of we coming on this call praying. This is the 21st day. God is going to move. God is breaking yoke. Not only is he breaking, but he's destroying the yoke. And he's causing us to rise up. And he's giving us a voice in situations that we thought we had no voice. And he's going to give us victories in areas where we thought we had no victory. Things are being stirred up in the spirit. So we can't quit, people of God. Those of you that are not praying, but you're on the call, listen, stay on. Don't give up. I got some of your emails about what to come on. That's going to happen. Just stay strong and stand in the name of the Lord. But God is shifting things around. Things are shifting in the spirit. Things are shifting. And I just want to encourage every one of you, just begin to pray, Lord, open up my eyes so that I can see what I need to see. Lord, let me open up my mouth so that I can speak what you want me to speak. Because sometimes we open our mouth, it's not always what God wants us to speak, but we want to speak what God wants us to speak. We want to say what he wants to say. We want to hear what God has us to hear, because we want to be spirit-led. in the name of Jesus, because it's no longer us, it's no longer I, but it is the Christ. And we want to represent the Christ that's on the inside of us, because he said greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. So people of God, understand the timing and the season. God is moving and God is at work. I just want to encourage every one of you. Listen, I'm trusting, believing God, and I want every one of you to stand with me in faith and trust it, because we're going to get this thing. I'm going to keep saying it, because language, the purpose of language is to begin to call those things that be not as though they were, to begin to bring forth manifestation. And I'm trusting God, Prophetess Naomi, that we're going to have 1,000 people on this call praying from all over in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, because God been too good to us. I mean, while the world is saying, oh, me, doom and gloom, the people of God is going to be saying, these are good times. These are the best days I have ever experienced. This is not a doom and a gloom for me, but this is a rising up and a coming forth of greatness and prosperity and blessings. Amen, amen. Prophet Naomi, listen, I'm going to decrease because I can keep going. I feel a stirring of the Holy Ghost of what God is about to do. I mean, even with the men coming on,
he's
I just
want
to acknowledge you and honor every one of you. Yes, Pastor Mascarene. Pastor Mascarene?
Yes, I said teacher, pastor.
Well, to God be the glory. God is moving, and I'm so honored to be among greatness. I mean, these great women, because we could do so many other things, but we chose the better part, and that is to lift our voice up like a trumpet and begin to proclaim and give God thanks and begin to cry out and spare not. So I'm honored, and I just love you all and thank God for every one of you. Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to decrease and let you move forward. I know we are way past our time.
Amen, amen. Well, I want to thank you all, and just to kind of give a quick update, Prophet Joshua, are you there? And Prophetess Jessica, to tell the people of God is what is about to happen in the next in the next 11 hours and 15 minutes.
Good evening, everyone. In 11 hours and 15 minutes, we will be having Wisdom Class Wednesday on Pop Life Radio with our host, Prophetess Terry Stinsett, Prophetess Olympia Castillo, and Prophetess Myra Moore. And I believe their guest will actually be Prophetess Celestine Lee. So that should be a really exciting show. Everyone definitely wants to tune in on this line here at noon. It's from noon to one. We look forward to seeing you there.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that. All right, and check your email. Check your email. Matt Croft is telling us to fill the face. He does the $39 for the 218, where you're going to be getting a session book where you're going to be bringing forth this spring. So just definitely check your email. All right, I want to say thank you to all and have a wonderful, blessed night. God bless.